This week on Dayton Youth Radio, we have a story from a student at the Dayton Early College Academy about living with a new step-parent.
My name is Michael Moreland. I am 15 years old and a sophomore at Decker High School. I'm actually a very funny person. I like to make people laugh. Like, making people laugh just brings the joy into me because I like seeing others smile because I'm a very positive person. I live with my younger sister, my mom, and my soon-to-be stepdad. Let me tell you about step-parents. They come in and try to take over a mother or father's position from your actual parents splitting. Most kids really don't have the best relationship with them at first. It's kind of a hard adjustment. My dad, also named Michael Moreland, and my mom, Renee Moreland, always got into arguments on message or on the phone. They broke up when I was about 9 or 10. When my stepdad first came around, I was in the 6th grade. I really wasn't comfortable with my mom and dad not being together. It was so weird. Very soon, Mr. Joe would spend the night a lot and basically moved in. I just felt like when he came into my life, everything had changed. When he got more comfortable with me and my sister, and we got more comfortable with him, he started to become more strict and would try to make me and my sister do all these chores that we usually did not do with our mom. He would make me cut the grass. None of my friends were doing things like this at this age. I would get so mad and say, "Why is he doing this? He is not my dad." He told my mom that she spoiled us too much, and I can say that we were because we barely had chores and my mom used to get us everything. It was so annoying. I used to feel like he changed all the rules and even changed my mom. I felt like she used to never do or say the stuff she did until she met him. I hated it. The biggest fight we ever had was when he told me to get in the shower, and I waited a little bit, but I eventually did get in. After I got out, he was still mad and yelling at me for some reason. So I got super mad. So I grabbed my bag with some clothes and walked to my grandma's house. I came there crying and told them what happened. They called the police and everything because I told them he grabbed me. Even though he didn't hurt me, I still felt as if I didn't even want to see them again. I stayed at my grandparents' house for a week, but my mom forced me to come home. When I came back home, me and him had a talk.
How did you feel during our biggest argument or fight?
Well, I definitely felt upset. But at the same time, you kind of feel, as a step-parent, you feel helpless because you don't know what kind of discipline will disrupt the household and make things even more awkward than what they might already have been.
And how is our relationship now?
From what it used to be, our relationship is probably 1,000 times better. You listen. I mean, you're still a teenager and you're lazy, just like all teenagers are. But, I mean, our relationship is way better. We talk. We speak to each other. We hang out with each other. And no problems. As long as you don't get taller than me.
This made me realize that he isn't even that bad. Because I got to learn more about him during the talk. And figured out that we had a lot of similarities. I found out that he is a huge sneakerhead. And I am as well. He is also a huge sports fan. And I love sports. We also have big sports debates. Because of our different interests in teams and different sports. Even though he's not my dad, and my actual dad is still in my life, I realized by him making me do these things men usually do for the house, like cut the grass, caulk the bathroom, plumbing stuff, etc. All the things he yells at me for is for a reason. And he told me that he only does all this stuff because he loves me and expects more from me, and wants me to be prepared for the future when I become a man and I'm on my own. Now I really do appreciate him, because of the things he does for me and my sister that we need, and of course the things that he gets us that we want. And the big thing, for making my mom happy, because it was hard for her when her and my dad were breaking up.
He's always going to be there no matter what, especially now that him and my mom are having a baby. For Dayton Youth Radio at Decker High School, this is Michael Moreland.
That was Stepdadding, written and produced by Michael Moreland, a sophomore at the Dayton Early College Academy. Special thanks to Ann Rasmussen at DECA. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.